nursery and toddler team, thank you so much for taking time to listen to this training, and thank you so much for signing up to serve in this way. Our babies and our toddlers are so precious, and to give the parents the ability to go to church and rest and receive, and for us to just take care of their kids and keep them safe and give them a positive experience is a huge blessing to our family. So thank you so much for serving in this way. So we are going to go over the nursery and toddler training. The literature to this training is on the link below. So feel free to open that up as you listen. And we are going to go through our volunteer expectations, what's expected of you as a volunteer, how to text parents or page parents if we need to get a hold of them because their baby or toddler needs them, a tour of the rooms as well. So like where things are located in the room. So you already will see that there is a separate training on how to change diapers and also a training on how to do classroom cleanup. But this is more of just like what it looks like to serve on a Sunday, some practical things. So let's begin, starting with our volunteer expectations. So what is expected of you? The first thing is you are required to arrive 15 minutes before the start of service wearing your RVTA kids shirt and lanyard. We want to do this so that as kids are getting dropped off, so parents could be serving in a different location or find their seat in the sanctuary, there is somebody there ready to receive their kids. Now, sometimes families don't show up till like first set of worship starts, but we still want to make sure that there's somebody there just in case a child is dropped off early. Otherwise, a parent isn't sure like if it's going to be open, and it's a little awkward, and so it's really, really important that you arrive early. Second thing, number two, check-ins. As babies and toddlers arrive, make sure the babies have two stickers, one for them and one for their diaper bag. It'll be printed out for them when they go to the check-ins counter to check-in. And then have parents sign in and write down any pertinent information you might need during the service, such as if they can have snack or not. We always provide Cheerios in the class, and so some parents say yeah, some parents say no because they're not ready for the solid foods yet. So on that clipboard is where you're going to collect that information. Number three, put the diaper bags in the cubbies and keep the countertops clear. Now, the reason for this is we are blessed to have a lot of counter space, but when the counter spaces are really messy and disorganized, it kind of gives off this like really messy, disorganized vibe. We want parents to feel safe dropping off their kids, that it's going to be an okay place, that we have things under control, we know what we're doing. And one really interesting but subconscious thing that our brains do is if it's messy, we don't necessarily trust as much. So we want to keep those counter spaces clear. So go ahead and keep your stuff down below in the cabinets, and you can put the kids' stuff in the cubbies for easy access during the service. Number four, maintain all the RVTA kids' policies and procedures. Now, above this training video, you'll find the policies and procedures training as well. So if you haven't listened to that, please do, because you'll learn a lot of like general things that all volunteers need to know, including nursery and toddler volunteers. Number five, play with the babies and toddlers, comforting and caring for them as needed. So this, of course, is a given. Like, you are expected to play with the kids, be with the kids, interact with the kids, keep them safe, give them snack if that is something a parent is okay with you doing, maybe even rocking them. We have baby carriers. You can carry them and cuddle them so that they feel safe and secure. Which leads us to number six. Developmentally, babies need to know they are safe. It's really important for where they're at developmentally. So we want to create that safe environment. Continuing on. And toddlers are just starting to develop confidence. So be sure to help support them developmentally. So in the toddler room, there are some toys that help them practice their gross motor skills, some toys that help them with fine motor skills. So we want to be there to help them develop confidence in those areas since they are in that spot developmentally. And then finally, number seven is check out. During check out, ensure the babies are going home, of course, with the correct adults by making sure the child's name tag matches the parent's security label. If the parent doesn't have their label, the coordinator can help verify the parent. So there's a little code on the child's name tag, and the code is also on the security label. And it should be the same code. If they don't match, then that is not the correct parent. So you want to make sure that all matches up. Now, a lot of times parents will forget it, or they'll lose it. So when that's the case, you go ahead and contact your coordinator, which they should identify themselves at the beginning of the service, who your coordinator is, and they will help verify who that parent is. So a little more on coordinators. The coordinator's role is basically to support you. They are there to support all volunteers, including you. That's helping with paging parents. That's helping with getting supplies. Maybe you need to use the restroom. They can step in for you so that you can go do that. They are there to support you. So feel free to contact them anytime during the service. So that is our volunteer expectations. That's what's expected of you during a service. Now, the second thing we're going to go over is texting parents. So our hope is that parents would be able to go to the service and not be called out. However, there will be times that we will need to get the parents, and that is okay. Now, a lot of times you might be like, oh, I remember when I was a parent and how much I just really needed that time away. But the thing is sometimes we need to call parents because for a variety of reasons, and that the best thing is to call the parents. So we would call a parent if the baby is sick, of course, if they're not feeling well, if they've got a runny nose, that's not like teething or allergies or something. Like if they're unwell, then we want to call parents. Or say they get injured. Anytime there's like an injury, this normally happens with the older kids, but if somebody gets bit or gets hit or they fall in a way that's like, oh, that's not good, we need to tell the parent afterward. We actually just want to like call the parent right away and tell them what happened, but they don't need to pick up their kid if they don't want to. So we just want to be above reproach. So if they get seriously injured, we want to call them right away. And then the one that probably pops up the most is if their child has been crying nonstop for 10 minutes. It would break many mama hearts to know they were not contacted while their baby was crying uncontrollably. So there's like fussy crying where they cry off and on and they're just kind of fussy. But when they're like sobbing uncontrollably and it's like pathetic and sad, like it breaks your heart, we want to call mom. And then mom can decide if it's okay if we keep the baby there or if she wants to go ahead and take her child back with her into the service. So it's also really good to communicate that, like, hey, we would love to keep them, but did you want to stay in here with them and cuddle them a little bit to help them feel safe? Or do you want... you want us to like just let the baby cry, or do you want to take the baby? Like, we can leave that up to the mom. We don't have to just pass their child off if they're okay with keeping the child in class. So these are the texting instructions. Now, the first thing you need to know is we use a program called check-ins to page parents if we need them. So it's connected to their name tag, it's connected to the guardian receipt, it's all in the same system. So what that you would do is you would either need to go to the two-year-old room, there's an iPad, or you can get the coordinator because they also have an iPad. So you, if you're in the two-year-old room, the passcode is 1954 to get into that computer. So you're gonna open up the check-ins link, which is purple with a white check mark. That is our check-ins program. And then you're going to enter the child's name, which you can see the child's name on their name tag, and the whole household will appear. So you'll see all the different kids and family members in that household. What you're going to do then is next to the child's name, the baby or the toddler that you're working with, you will see on the far right, like a little talking bubble with three dots in it. You're going to click on that. And then when you do, a new page will appear, and there will be the different adults that you could possibly text that we have connected to that household. So their parents or grandparents that are all in that household. And then there are 5 pre-written messages that you can choose from. So choose the correct message that you would want to communicate. So you would click on the message and then click send message. So I also, just to like be very, very clear, say a baby is crying uncontrollably and you might be feeling anxious and like, dude, we just need the mom to get here as soon as possible. Please do not select emergency in that situation because it'll freak a parent out that there's an actual emergency. Instead, please select your child needs you, which is one of the pre-written texts. We only want to page a parent if it's a serious, real, legitimate emergency. Otherwise, it's just your child needs you. Also, another really cool thing you can do is say that a parent was really nervous when they were dropping their child off, or their child was really unsettled, and so the parent was like, I don't know if they're going to make it. There's an option to say your child is doing good or doing great in the class. And that one is a really fun one to send sparingly, but send when you know that it's going to be, say the parent, you know, is probably checking their phone to make sure everything is all right. You can send them a message saying we're doing good so they can relax a little bit and focus more on the sermon and on worshiping because you guys have got it. So that is how we text or page parents here in kids ministry. So then the last thing I want to go over with you is tour of the rooms. So this is more like things you're going to want to locate, things you're going to have access to in your classroom, that it's your room, you have full ability to use all of these things. And so it's important that you know that these things are there. So in your classroom, what you'll want to do is identify that you have a sign-in sheet. You'll also recognize that you'll have diaper bag cubbies. Again, please keep the counters clear. You have a changing table and all the diaper supplies that you'll possibly need. This includes diapers, changing table, liners, gloves, baby wipes, and dirty diaper bags. Again, there is a separate training on how to change diapers. It's very short, so please listen to that because we do have a policy or a protocol in place for that so that we keep germs to a minimum in our classrooms. Also, identify where the toys are in your room. There might also be some extra activities inside of your cubby, like inside of the cabinets. So go ahead and check out inside of your cabinets as well to familiarize yourself with what you have access to. In the toddler room, we have a bubble machine. Now, sometimes we run out of bubbles. Just let me know when we run out. But there is a really fun bubble machine, which is a great way to play with the kids during service. They love it so much. You guys also have snacks. You guys get to have Cheerios. Cheerios are gluten-free, if parents ever wonder. So that is always available. Our snack guy will always fill that up for you. And then you have, if you're in a toddler class, you guys do have snack cups that you can use that are easy to hold and the kids can stick their hands in and it'll minimize messes. In each of your rooms, you also have a dirty toy box. Anytime a kid puts a toy in their mouth, you can just throw it into that box. And then when they're done playing with it, and then at the end of service, you can clean up those toys. That way we don't cross germs. We want to try to keep germs spreading to a minimum. It's not going to be fully possible to keep germs from spreading, but we're going to do our due diligence to do our best. Look for your cleaning supplies in your room. You have cleaning supplies, and look for the instructions. There's, again, a separate training recording for cleaning up your room at the end of service, so go ahead and listen to that as well. Both services, whether you serve first or second, you are required to clean up, straighten, do some certain things in your room. Identify where your sink is. If you are in the nursery, you have a sink right in your room, but if you're in the toddler room, your sink is in the two-year-old room, which is connected, and that's where you can go wash your snack cups later. It's part of your cleaning up. Also, identify where the vacuums are. They are not in your classroom. They are in the closet next to the men's bathroom downstairs. And then the laundry room, for anything that you need to throw into the laundry, like, say, a stuffed animal that was drooled on excessively, or maybe you need to wash a blanket or something like that needs to be washed, you can take that to the laundry room, which is a little room off of the nursery. If you go into the nursery, there's a door in there. Open that door and you'll find the washer and dryer and all of our linens, as well as a hamper to throw those dirty linens into. So that concludes your nursery and toddler training. It's pretty simple, but there are clearly some things that you need to learn before you start serving. So thank you for taking time to listen to this. And if you have any further questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me, Anna, or Haley or Billy if you have any other questions. So thank you so much.